From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Bili reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump was the guest of honor Friday at France's Bastille Day celebrations. It was an elaborate display that included military bands, flyovers by American jet fighters, and a parade that lasted more than 2 hours to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. The American flag flew along with the French flag in Paris, where U.S. troops marched in a parade with thousands of French soldiers, tanks, and missile launchers. More than 3,500 police took positions along the parade to guard against potential terrorist attacks. The battle for Mosul, Iraq, has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels. VOA's Heather Murdoch files this report on the scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets. It is not known if IS still holds civilian prisoners, but at least one Yazidi woman and two small girls were rescued Thursday after being held as slaves.
Reporting from Mosul in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A teenager has been arrested in connection with a series of acid attacks that left several people with facial burns in East London. One of the victims has reportedly sustained life-changing injuries. Authorities say two assailants on a moped tossed acid at a 32-year-old and stole his moped before proceeding to carry out a number of other attacks over the course of 90 minutes Thursday night. Police said the 16-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of robbery and grievous bodily harm. Deadly violence Friday struck a Jerusalem holy site that is sacred to Muslims and Jews. Robert Berger reports for VOA.
Trouble erupted when three Arab gunmen opened fire on Israeli security forces outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Two Israeli police officers were killed. The gunmen fled into the mosque compound, where they were killed after a police chase. The three assailants were identified as Arab citizens of Israel. The violence comes amid new efforts by the United States to revive Middle East peace talks that collapsed 3 years ago. In a sign that negotiations might be making progress, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack in a rare phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thailand is facing a renewed dilemma over the fate of more than 60 ethnic Uyghur asylum seekers amid reports of pressure by China for the group's return. The 62 men and women held in detention centers represent the last of more than 350 Uyghurs found by authorities in southern Thailand in 2014 who are seeking to travel to Turkey. Thailand is a key destination for ethnic Uyghurs, a predominantly Muslim Turkic minority originating in western China's Xinjiang province. Human rights groups say unrest in Xinjiang in recent years was followed by a Chinese central government crackdown against Muslim community. Thitinan Pongsudhiriak is a political scientist. He said the combination of fears of another terrorist attack combined with Thailand's improving international diplomatic ties may ease the pressure from China.
So perhaps this is a big difference compared to 2 or 3 years ago. China is not the only game in town. If the Western countries show some movement, then that could lead to some leverage for the military government to deal with China so that Thailand is not fully beholden to Chinese preferences.
I'm Gia Bili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.